love and light, peace and blessings, and thanks for tuning in with Bardas Hadia on a Sunday evening at 10:13 p.m. Excuse the noise in the background, that's the fan. I have a fan running, and of course it makes noise, but if I cut it off, I would be a little bit uncomfortable. So anyway, today's topic is talking about thoughts and words, and this chapter is coming from the book 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency, and this book was created by Melissa Everest, and I purchased this book off Amazon, and I have learned a lot of stuff, a lot of things in this book to raise my frequency. So, thoughts and words have power. I'm a firm believer that your words have power, that what you say goes out to the universe and will come back to you in abundance. Because of this, it's important that you make sure your thoughts and words are filled with positive intent, so you can bring positivity back to you. When you think in a negative way, it often reflects in your actions and words. It's necessary to keep your thoughts just as positive as your words, so that there aren't any ill effects on your actions. People don't like to be around Mr. or Miss Negativity. So keep your intent and positive focus through your thoughts, words, and actions. Since I believe this, I try very hard not to say negative things that might come back to bite me in the butt later. That doesn't mean I never complain or snap. I can lose my temper just like anyone else. But when I do, I try to find my focus and bring my soul energy back to center and then infuse it with positivity by saying something to balance a negative thing. Negative thoughts hold the same power as negative words. I try to stay positive in my thought process as well. I'm also grounded, so I understand there will be days when I'm overwhelmed with negativity from other people or frustrated with situations that bring out the worst in me. When these times come along, I fall into the flow of negativity and lower my frequency. I try to recognize this right away and take steps to counteract it by doing or saying something positive. As a young adult, my group of friends had a running joke. Whenever something happened that was negative or that we wish hadn't happened, we'll pretend to hold a television remote control and we'll delete to erase whatever just happened. Sure, it was corny, but when we talk about energy work, deleting whatever you just did that is negative and then replacing it with something positive raises your awareness and energy. Because words have magnetic power, whatever you say will come back to you. For example, if you said to someone, "I hope you fall and break your leg," you just might be the one to fall and break your leg. Or if you tell someone that you hope that they get the promotion at work, you may also get a promotion at work. See how it works? So put positive thoughts and words into the universe to reap positive rewards. And be careful about how you respond or react to other people when people come to you about a situation. Because when they come into you and you respond negative, that energy that you're giving that person is going to come back to you. Just be mindful of your thoughts and your words. And what you put out is what you're going to get back. God is Hadia. 365 Ways to Raise Your Frequency by Melissa Everest.